Hello and welcome to the Easy Divorce podcast show with your host, family lawyer Lynn Lucas. This is the podcast show that provides information and advice for those going through the divorce process and trying to cope with an uncertain future. Plus, there's information for families and friends of loved ones traveling the separation path, including parenting and how to tell children about a divorce. Whatever stage you're going through, Lynn and the experts she will interview will give you the advice and information to help you through the divorce process and beyond. So now let me introduce your host, Lynn Lucas.
Hello and welcome to Easy Divorce Podcast. Today I have the great pleasure to interview Diane Viola. Diane is a relationship and family counsellor, divorce coach and family constellations practitioner. She's in private practice on the Gold Coast and serving clients across Australia. Trained in collaborative practice, Diane is committed to people having a dignified divorce by addressing the emotional, legal and financial aspects without going to court. Diane works with couples, parents and young people before, during and after separation, assisting them to respond to the emotional impact of divorce and minimise relationship and family breakdown and the harm it causes. Her business is called Positive Relating, and Diane believes it's never too late to make a positive change. So please welcome today's guest, Diane Viola. Well, hello, Diane, and welcome to our podcast show. It's wonderful to have you with us.
Thanks very much, Lynn. It's wonderful to be here this morning.
Now, you've got quite a background because you've also worked in education and in health. So what brought you to the relationship side of it? Is that now more a niche market for you? Tell us about that.
Well, I guess so, Lynn. Certainly for me, it was a little bit of a surprise because I entered into the role of a counsellor with a commitment toward helping parents and families, which of course I still do, and found not long down the track that working with couples was something that I had a strength in and a passion for. So I refer to myself as a relationship and family counsellor and coach and also a divorce coach.
That's right. And it's the divorce coach side of it, I guess, that our listeners will be interested in. And when we've chatted before, we've talked about using counselling as a preventative measure for, you know, future trauma. And counselling, some people are reluctant to do that. They might think, oh no, they're just trying to get us to reconcile. But it's so important, I think, in dealing, we all deal with those emotions in different ways, but it's emotional trauma, whichever way you look at it, when a relationship comes to an end. So tell us about the benefits of doing that sooner rather than later.
Yes, thank you. It's a good question. Look, I think particularly if you have children, but certainly for yourself, going through a relationship breakup is, as you said, it's a highly traumatic experience. I'm yet to meet many people who go into a relationship, and particularly those who actually go and get married, who believe that at some point down the track that they're not going to be together anymore. So it's a shock, and it really impacts on every aspect of our lives, our financial lives, physical, emotional, spiritual well-being, very often family and friends, the relationships there, you know, not necessarily get strained, but are often challenged. So there are many aspects of life that get that are interrupted when there's a relationship that comes to an end.
That's right. It has a real ripple effect, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely, yes. Mm-hmm. And obviously if you have children, well, then it's going to impact on your day-to-day life with them. And from my perspective, it really... It probably doesn't matter where you start, but responding to what is happening for you and the people around you when you're going through a marriage breakup or a relationship breakup, doing that in a positive way is going to make a difference along the way anyway. And it certainly will teach your children different ways to respond to situations in their lives as well.
Yes, that's right. And I understand too that if you have a trauma in your life and you don't deal with that adequately at the time, you're not going to deal well with further traumas. And we all have traumas of one sort or another. And so it's really, whereas it's always wise to get some legal advice early in the piece, what I'm suggesting is it's probably a good idea to have some counselling to learn some strategies on how to deal with this emotion and this trauma.
Definitely. Look, you know, one of the biggest things that happens, Lynn, is that, you know, when people are going through a separation, they don't magically or suddenly get a whole new toolbox full of tools to use. So more often than not, it's the same kind of communication, relationship, conflict resolution skills that people already had that more often than not actually created the problem in their relationship that they then try to use to get through the landmine of a separation. Two things I'd like to respond to that piece around trauma that you said. I mean, I think to one or extent or another, we are living amongst a lot of trauma on a day-to-day basis. And I'm not being alarmist there, just, you know, how things land on people is different, of course. The truth is that if you don't deal with something as soon as possible, the impact of it isn't just going to magically disappear. It's going to come back to you. And obviously, as human beings, we're actually wired for our safety and our well-being. So really, more often than not, when we go through something that's traumatic, a lot of the emotion around it will get shut down. So oftentimes I'll see people and they'll say to me, I'm numb. They're either like dead from the neck down, they just can't feel because it's overwhelming what they're feeling and what's in front of them and being able to deal with it, or they might just be exploding with their emotion. So, you know, what I try to do, and I believe this is a part of both separation counselling and divorce coaching, is to really, if possible, to work with a couple before they, you know, when they're coming to that point, to actually help them come out of their relationship in the most positive way possible. Or if not that, certainly to take care of people on an emotional level so they can deal with the day-to-day of life that's going to confront them in going through their separation.
Yes, so they're preparing themselves for when separation may occur, so that it's not going to be quite so emotional. They can learn strategies how to cope with the trauma.
Yes, definitely, and also and particularly how to communicate with their children about it, how to negotiate what's going to happen with the children, how to minimize the harm to themselves and their children when you're talking, you know, about preempting it before it actually happens. Certainly that, you know, the sorts of things that people have to do, and you know this in dealing with clients, all of a sudden, you know, there's so many things that are changing and that are uncertain, and so many big decisions that people have to make. Property has to be sold or any of those kinds of things. And, you know, those things are hard enough to deal with when we're feeling happy and on top of things, you know, let alone when it feels like the world is falling apart. So,
yes, well, that's exactly right. And I think a lot of people don't have any real idea of the length of time it can take to resolve these matters. The longer it goes on, the more traumatic it becomes. They're paying out fees for lawyers and for other things, and it does become overwhelming. So if they can understand those strategies, get some idea of what they are heading into, and that's what I try to do with clients, just explain to them, look, this is what we've got to go through. Unless you can amicably resolve this matter, we've got a long road ahead of us.
And if they can get some counselling, obviously it's going to help everybody. And as you say, one of the prime concerns of separating couples who have children are the children. How do we tell the kids, you know, how do we deal with them? What's the best thing for them? Now, that's not always uppermost in some of their minds. However, what are your thoughts on involving the children also? Because many kids blame themselves for mum and dad's separation.
Yes, definitely. I think that's, and certainly I found this in working with young people and people of all ages, really, who actually went through a family breakup as children. So yes, a lot of the time, if it's not communicated clearly at the time, and if the children's emotions aren't responded to, then they can carry that responsibility, which of course doesn't belong to them at all. So children will do a lot of grieving that may go unnoticed. You know, from my perspective, it's like if you're really angry with your former partner, come and handle that in a counselling situation rather than, you know, delaying the settlement because you're taking it out on your former partner or not being aware of what is happening with your children. Or as we know, many people will use their children as ways to get back at their former partners. And that, no, that doesn't help anybody. It certainly, it does not help the children, but it definitely also will never help either partner in being able to move forward and have healthy relationships in the future.
That's so right. And people, I think if they understood the damage that they were doing to their children, would
oh,
not
yes.
do it. Because sometimes it's too late. The damage has been done. Yeah. And children will turn against a parent, depending on their age, because of their behaviour. So it's just so important that the interests of the children come first.
Absolutely. You know, what does tend to happen is that the children, as you said, will turn against a parent, and inevitably it will be the parent who they see mistreating the other one.
Exactly, yes, because they feel...
Because they're not blind.
No, and they feel for each parent, don't they?
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
I think the biggest, you know, there's a couple of really important messages that parents need to hold in their hearts and minds and communicate to their children. And these are obvious, but I don't think we can ever say them too many times. One, this is not, you know, this has got nothing to do with you. I mean, of course it has to do with them. But this is not your fault and this is not your business. This is between, you know, your mother or father and I. Yes, mm-hmm. This is our responsibility. Yeah. And secondly, you know, no matter what happens, I will always love you and your other parent will always love you. And you are always free to love and see, you know, both myself and your other parent. When a child feels that one parent is not allowing them to love the other parent, that is when I believe a great deal of grief, which can then turn into depression, happens with children.
Yes.
And as a former teacher, I've actually seen that in children, you know, very, very young. So I just don't think that we can ever make those things clear enough, you know. So really, the pain and hurt that a couple is feeling when they're going through a separation is something that they must deal with and not put on to their children if they want to see their children happy. And of course, if they don't see their children happy, that's going to hurt them in the future.
That's right. It's a vicious circle, isn't it? And when we talk about the parents and their behaviour toward each other, a real concern for a number of my clients is that where there's been no bullying throughout a relationship, once they separate, sometimes that bullying behaviour starts and there's threats made. You know, I won't let you see the kids unless you do this, or, you know, you're not getting 50% of the property because of this. How can a person cope with that? Because it really is very, very draining.
Look, it's an interesting thing. When we talk about having an amicable divorce or a dignified divorce or separation, that of course is most likely going to happen amongst a couple who are able to resolve their differences and come to a place of what I call a conscious parting. It's both difficult, but sometimes quite liberating for people. Sometimes when you're actually in a relationship, it's very hard to see what's going on. So what we might call domestic abuse or bullying, and it can be very subtle. It doesn't, you know, we're not talking just about physical abuse. We're talking about verbal, emotional, psychological, you know, physical. The kinds of things that can happen in a relationship, which obviously after a point in time, you know, is what will have someone just say, I can't do this anymore and I've got to get out of here. Unless the person, I guess you've got to look at it from two points of view. Sometimes when we're in it, we don't see it clearly enough. So often it's not until someone has stepped out of or away from that relationship that they can actually identify, and sometimes it takes help to see that what they've been involved in is an abusive or bullying relationship. And sometimes even just seeing that is a really key starting point to be able to change how they deal with it. Obviously, for the person who's actually doing the bullying, for them to be able to realize why they are doing that and you know, the impact that it's having on everybody's lives, and then also seek help for themselves, that would be the ideal. I guess what we do find from time to time, and it's, you know, very unfortunate, is that when that kind of behavior continues, and particularly if it continues and it affects the children, that's when we start to ask the question, what is in the best interests of the children?
Yes.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. while I do believe that every child deserves and every parent deserves to be, you know, stay connected, we need to be looking at what's a loving connection, what's a healthy connection.
Yes, that's right. And I'm interested to hear also about a more recent tool that you're using, and that's the Family Constellations program. Is that something fairly new?
Family Constellations, which is can be applied to every kind of aspect of life, including business, is not new in other parts of the world, but it's fairly new in Australia. So, and it's such an exciting way of working with people, because we're able to really address issues and go, you know, right to the heart of the matter very quickly. So, and it is something that I do use with my clients who are going through separation and divorce, or who have, you know, it may not be right at the start of the process. So, and there is a process that we do called a spiritual divorce, and it means that you don't have to have your partner to be there in order to deal with the situation. But it helps people to let go, and to actually let go with love, and to take responsibility for their part in what's actually happened. Mm. Because I think, you know, one of the things that I say to people is, let's let go of the naming and shaming and blaming, because ultimately, you know, I think relationship is the hardest thing to do. Yeah,
of everything. Yes.
And raising children, those two things have got to be the toughest things to do, particularly in today's world.
Yes.
So to ever see it as a failure, no, you know, even if a marriage is, it served its purpose, but how can you come out of it in the best way? And understand that everything happens for a reason. And your children, you know, they were chosen, you know, you were chosen as their parents, however you might contextualize that. You know, there's no mistakes about, you know, the children who were born to you. So, you know, they have a path to follow too. But yes, so I use Family Constellations work both with my clients, the adults, but I've also been using it with parents and their children. So sometimes, you know, we're talking before about the importance of talking with the children and being aware of what's happening with the children. One of the most important things there is that depending on the age and maturity of the child, and obviously the relationship that they already have with each of the parents, that's going to require a different response to that child. So I don't think there's ever a blanket statement. And also, you know, we all go through a grieving process, and I think it honours a marriage to actually do that, to try and, you know, override the grief that comes with the end of a marriage or a relationship would be silly. So we have to do that, and we all go through it in different ways. Sometimes a few years down the track, particularly for children and young people, they may then be more able to articulate or connect with the feelings that they had at the time, and be able to be assisted to see things a little more clearly. And this can also, you know, be very important when you repartner, because oftentimes, you know, when you've separated and you bring in a new partner, particularly if you've got teenage kids, they don't want to know about that.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Blended families. That's another thing, isn't it?
Absolutely. And you know, they may actually kind of, on a rational level, know that this new partner has got nothing to do with why mum and dad split up. But every time that they look at them, it's kind of like that's not what goes on for them. Or, you know, if they're really missing their other partner, or if this new person is quite different, sorry, missing their other parent, and if the new partner is quite different to their parent,
yes.
And it's like, oh, I don't know if I can get on with you, you know. Or if one parent has repartnered and the other parent hasn't repartnered, you know, you're finding kids who are kind of, you know, sort of maybe wanting to be there for mum or dad, or thinking that the other part, you know, their other parent has kind of done the dirty on their, you know, the one that's got the partner kind of thing.
Yeah, that's right.
So, don't know if that made sense just then. But,
oh, look, it did. I mean, it's a tangled web, as you say. Relationships are just, I think as a counsellor, you'll have a lifelong job. And look, just before we wind up, there was another interesting topic that we talked about the last time we had a chat, and that was the increase in older people deciding to separate. And we're talking about, you know, say 55, 60 years upwards. And I've always had clients in that age group, and certainly there are a lot of them. And you've found that as well?
Yes, increasingly. I mean, I see it, I guess, living here on the Gold Coast, I kind of see it a lot, both socially as well as in my work. And a lot of that has got to do with, we're consistently changing through life, do you know? So the person that we partnered with, depending on how old we were at the time, you know, if we were in our 20s or 30s, by the time we get to our 40s and 50s and 60s, we may not be growing in the same direction, you know, or going in the same direction. Also, I think when you look at particularly with the changes in how women perceive themselves, and, you know, all the changes between men and women over in the last 20 to 30 years, it's sort of, when we're looking at, say, women in their late 50s and 60s, it's kind of maybe what they were prepared to do.
Yes.
In the past, they're not prepared to do anymore.
Yes.
And that may well be the case too for men. And men are definitely changing and thankfully becoming more outspoken as well in their relationships. So I think, you know, on the one hand, so there are definitely increasing statistics around that. Yeah. And I think there's also an increasing capacity for people, despite how, you know, it's still as devastating for those couples to go through a separation. But I think that with their maturity and their capacity to see what has occurred over time, that they also have the opportunity to retain a relationship, you know, as friends and co-parents and co-grandparents, you know, moving forward. But what I think happens a lot of the time is people now are just saying, look, I've done this long enough. This isn't working for me. It's either, you know, and sometimes not even angrily or resentfully. It's just a place of acceptance.
Yes.
And I either actually don't want to be with anyone, or because I've only got this much of my life left, I want to go out and find someone who meets, you know, where I'm at today a little bit more.
Yes.
So, yeah, I think that's what's actually happening for people. Once upon a time, as we know, you know, oftentimes people would just stay together until death did them part. Whereas what we really look at today is not the physical death, but the death of the relationship or the joy in the relationship. So
yes, yeah. that's right, and it's a worldwide statistic too. So people are coming to terms with making changes for that autumn part of their lives, I guess we could. Oh look, Diane, it's been an absolute delight to talk to you today, and we'll have to do it again. Because there's so many things that we can talk about, and you know, we touched on blended families, and I think that's almost another interview in itself. But I want to remind everybody of your name, Diane Viola, and your business is called Positive Relating, and your website's www.dianeviola.com.au. It's an easy one to remember. And if people get onto your site, they can sign up for a free newsletter. And you've got some videos, and I think you're doing some podcasts as well that people can get in and listen to. And it really struck me too, you say on your website that you teach three things: sympathy, patience and compassion, and how important that is if we keep that in mind, particularly with our relationships.
That first one was actually simplicity.
Simplicity, it is too. Yeah. Yes, that's me misreading it. Yes, that's right.
Yeah, so trying to keep it simple, which is a challenge.
Absolutely, yes. Well, life's not simple, is it? But thank you.
Thank you so much.
It's...
Can we just add, we can add one other thing to that too, Lynn, just... would love to offer to someone, you know, first person that hears this and actually calls for it, if they either live on the Gold Coast or would like to come to the Gold Coast, that they can actually come and attend whichever is the next Family Constellations workshop as a representative. So that would be a gift that I would like to offer here today as well.
Oh, that is marvellous. Thank you so much. So don't forget, listeners, first one in. Thank you so much. That's wonderful. And hopefully we'll talk to you again very soon.
Great. Thank you very much, Lynn.
Thanks, Diane.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for being part of our community today and listening to our podcast. You can listen to other podcasts on our website and iTunes channel, Easy Divorce Podcast, and download them onto your mobile devices so you can listen to them at any time. While you're on iTunes, we'd love you to support us by leaving your review and rating of our podcast show, because this helps with our ratings. And check out our website for our latest products and our blog, and sign up for our newsletter. There's also a free download guide to saving money on divorce property settlements. I look forward to having you at our next podcast show, and so we'll see you then.